T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, Chicago police are looking for whoever shot and killed a man in the Chatham area last night. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the latest.
A man was getting into his car near 86th and Cottage Grove at around 7:20 when police say a blue sedan pulled up and people inside fired at him before driving off. The 29-year-old man was hit in the face and lower body. He was taken to the hospital where he died. It happened right in front of a kid's footlocker that had at least one bullet hole in the window. No one is in custody. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Two people were hospitalized after a kitchen fire in North Suburban Deerfield last night. Reports indicate fire crews were sent to a townhouse on the 600 block of Martin Lane just before 8 o'clock. When they arrived, a man said his wife was still inside. A neighbor tells CBS2 the woman had to be carried out of the house by firefighters. Both the woman and man were taken to a hospital for treatment and are reportedly in serious condition. The cause of the fire is not known.
A trend that started in New York City in recent weeks, in which women are punched while walking down the street, appears to have spread to Chicago.
Some of the New York victims have posted videos on social media.
I was literally just walking, and a man came up and punched me in the face.
So I just got punched in the face walking home.
Now, a Chicago incident. A witness said she was walking her dog on the near north side. A man punched a woman in the face and ran away.
That is just so scary. That's happening both in New York and here now. So everyone just be extra aware out there and stay safe.
CBS2 reports it happened last Saturday evening near Chicago Avenue and State Street. The 52-year-old woman was bruised and bleeding. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A 118-year-old Southside church has been recommended for landmark status.
Hyde Park Union Church was built in 1906 at the corner of 56th and Woodlawn. The Commission on Chicago Landmarks had given a preliminary landmark designation in February that covered the outside of the building. Yesterday's recommendation would protect both the outside and historical and architectural features inside the church. The recommendation now goes to the City Council for a vote. Hyde Park Union Church's congregation celebrates its 150th anniversary later this year. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A flood warning has been issued for portions of the Fox and Des Plaines Rivers in Lake County because of recent heavy rain. Authorities say they're closely monitoring local watersheds as the ground is saturated, causing localized flooding in some areas. They say water levels on the Fox River, Des Plaines River, and Chano Lakes are expected to be elevated for the next several days.
A suburban nurse is going to jail for stealing morphine from patients.
A former assistant nursing director at a Chicago area rehab center, Sarah Diamond, was sentenced this week to serve 2 years in prison on federal charges of tampering with medication prescribed to patients. During the summer of 2021, Diamond removed morphine from bottles of at least 5 patients, some of whom were terminally ill, according to federal prosecutors. The U.S. Attorney's Office said in a statement family members watched as a patient suffered in pain during what would end up being some of the final moments moments before dying. The 31-year-old collected the pain medication for personal use. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A bill moving forward in the General Assembly that would penalize people who make threats against libraries is being supported by the Secretary of State, Alexei Janulius. He's also the official state librarian.
I wish that we didn't have to pass a bill to deal with these threats. It's unfathomable to me that library workers who represent the very best of our society have to live in this world where their lives are being threatened by violence.
The bill would allow prosecutors to charge people accused of making threats against libraries or library workers with crimes similar to those for threats to school employees and elected officials. A new multi-dimensional program starts today at a theater here in Chicago.
The Music Box Theater is hosting Triple Threat, a 3D series. 13 films are scheduled, and the Music Box says it invested in a new digital 3D system and high-grade glasses. Featured films include classics like House of Wax and modern movies like Toy Story 3. Triple Threat, a 3D series, runs April 5th through the 11th. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A former teacher at Marmion Academy in Aurora, who is also a monk, is pleading guilty to felony aggravated battery charges. King County prosecutors say 68-year-old Joseph Sharon was charged with making contact of an insulting and provoking nature with a student when the student was between the ages of 15 and 17 years old. Sharon has agreed to a sentence of 30 months probation and 180 days of imprisonment in exchange for the guilty plea.
Mayor Johnson says even though he backed her opponent in last month's Democratic primary, he expects to get along with Eileen O'Neill Burke if she's elected Cook County State's attorney in the fall. He adds he hopes O'Neill Burke doesn't reject all of Kim Fox's initiatives.
As far as I'm concerned, the fact that we have a current state's attorney that has exonerated over 100 individuals who were innocent, I hope that she continues efforts like that, certainly.
O'Neill Burke faces Republican Bob Fioretti in the November general election.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.